and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Passengers on a Southwest Airlines flight preparing to leave Denver had to evacuate the plane when someone's cell phone caught on fire. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The people in the rear of the plane used emergency exit slides to get off the plane and away from that fire.
A House Ethics Committee was set to vote to release a report critical of Matt Gaetz, but now he's no longer a member of Congress, and House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing for that not to happen.
It would open a dangerous Pandora's box.
Gaetz is President-elect Trump's pick for attorney general. In Lima, Peru, President Biden is attending the Asia-Pacific summit, where he had a sit-down with the leaders of South Korea and Japan.
This is likely to be my last trilateral meeting with this important group, but I'm proud to have helped be one of the parts of building this this partnership. And I think it's built to last. That's my hope and expectation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. On our next episode, we're celebrating World Vegan Month. Come learn about veganism and how it's similar and different than vegetarianism. This Monday at 9 a.m.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. People came to the Wisconsin Rapids Common Council meeting last night in support of the Southwood County Humane Society. The council met to hear public comment on the city's 2025 budget. In a meeting on November 7th, Patrick Delaney, Alderperson District 7, made a motion to reduce the allocation for the Humane Society from $76,000 to $25,000 and solicit bids for animal control services. This was seconded by Jake Katanak, District 5, and the motion carried unopposed. During the public hearing last night, Southwood County Humane Society Board President Tim Kritz spoke at length about the services the Humane Society provides for the city of Wisconsin Rapids. Each municipality they work with must contract with them or they legally cannot provide services. Several residents spoke to the variety of concerns they have if the city tries to bid out services for animal control. These included transportation of animals, the possibility of an increased number of strays on the streets, who to call if their dog slips the leash, the health and safety of children if strays are allowed to increase in population, and the health and safety of the animals involved, among other issues. At the conclusion of the meeting, the council voted to put the money back in the budget for now. Discussion of the contract will take place at another meeting next week. There are blood drives happening in Wisconsin Rapids over the next couple of weeks. The Community Blood Center will collect blood donations at the former East Junior High School on Tuesday, November 19th from 10 to 3 and Monday, November 25th from 2 to 7 p.m. You can help support the canine program in Nacoosa tonight at The Spot. Doggy Bowl, Play Some Nine for Canines, starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Play starts at 6:30 with all greens fees donated to the Nacoosa Police Canine Program. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks head to Charlotte. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks play the Hornets at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, North Carolina tomorrow night. Giannis Antetokounmpo was once notorious for missing shots from the free throw line, but Wednesday he was 16 of 17, 94% on the way to 59 points in that overtime win over Detroit, sinking two critical shots to keep the game alive.
I've never been scared to go to the line in my career, even if I miss 10 in 10. I don't think I've ever shied away from contact and the free throw line, even when I airball a shot or whatever. But, you know, once you see the ball go in, now you have a little bit more rhythm.
A busy weekend in Madison for the Badgers. Wisconsin hosting number one ranked Oregon tomorrow night at Camp Randall. Tonight, the men's basketball team against Arizona at the Kohl Center.
Yeah, obviously a lot going on Friday and obviously a big weekend on campus too with Saturday night's football game. But coming off the week we had, I thought we got better as the week progressed.
That's head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today, but hey, it's mild, with high temperatures tapping 50 degrees. We've got calm winds and some patchy fog building in overnight as lows flirt with the freezing mark. Then tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, with showers rolling in at night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be joined by President of the Union, Reed Galen, also a founder of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, November 15th. 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with Peter and Lisa about Breakfast with Santa going on at our local VFW this December 15th. We'll talk about that. Right now, we have on with us on the phone, Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston with us right now. Good morning, sir. Good. How are you doing?
I'm great, James. What yourself?
Doing all right. Getting my bearings here a little bit, actually. It's been a little bit of a busy week here. And you know what I'm talking about, because it's been a pretty busy couple weeks for you, too.
Yes, it has. And regardless of how people feel how things turned out, I think everyone's breathing a sigh of relief that everyone's favorite season in Wisconsin is over. Election season's over. The ads are gone. No more mailers. And now we can look forward to the next session and roll up our sleeves and getting back to work.
I do want to congratulate you on being reelected. I know you've done this a number of times. You've been at this for a while now, but I imagine that it still hits you very similar to the first time you were elected.
Oh, absolutely. It's really humbling, and it's quite the experience to have your name on the ballot. And, you know, I really want to thank all those who supported me, and especially with the new maps. We had a lot of new areas to the new 24th Senate District, so we can't take anything for granted. And really thankful for all the outpouring of support that we got throughout this race. And I want to thank Colin McNamara, who ran for the 24th Senate District on the Democrat side, for his willingness to step up and wanting to serve the 24th. And I wish him all the best.
I appreciate you noting that, too, sir, because we need more and more people going out there and trying and running for public office. And I would imagine, too, in not knowing this, never running for public office or anything, but just knowing politics and understanding competition, we bring out the best in each other when there's competition. We bring out the best in each other when we have other sides of the coin, if you will, in some of that. So I appreciate that note. And again, congratulations. And I won't stop there either, because you were also recently by your colleagues selected you to serve as president pro tempore of the Wisconsin State Senate as well. Can you explain to our audience what that means and what it means to you to be selected for that?
Yeah, so being the Senate president pro temp, it's a constitutional position, and really it's the, I guess you can call it, the backup quarterback to the Senate president. So oftentimes I'll be in the chair overseeing floor sessions when the state Senate is in and taking votes on the floor. And the primary job of both the president and the Senate president pro temp is to really make sure that the flow of debate and the flow of business continues to go smoothly and allow for a healthy debate and, you know, enforcing the rules of the state Senate and making sure that we have a level of decorum, which I think is extremely important. And there's actually an old quote from former state senator and now Congresswoman Gwen Moore that, you know, the majority gets their way, but the minority has their say. And so making sure that the minority party has the ability to raise their concerns. And that's one thing that I've really tried to focus on in the past two sessions in this position. And that's going to be my emphasis and focus going into this next session.
And let's go ahead and lead right into that. What are your goals, the things you hope to accomplish in this term?
Well, I'm hoping to once again be on the Joint Finance Committee. There's a strong likelihood that I'm going to be the vice chair of the Joint Finance Committee. So as we get ready for the next state budget, there's going to be a lot of things that we need to address. And first and foremost, we're looking at a roughly $4 to $4.5 billion surplus and trying to manage that the best that we can and making sure that state government lives within its means and that we're doing what we can to help those individuals who have really been struggling over the last few years. And I think the best way to do that is for tax relief. And then outside of that, there's been legislation that I've been extremely adamant about getting signed into law that unfortunately we've been at sort of a loggerhead with the governor's office, which deals with our advanced practice registered nurses, allowing them to operate at the highest level of their scope of practice. And so I think one thing I'm really hoping for, James, is, you know, now that the dust has settled, the campaigns are over, I really hope that we can strike a new tone and tenor with the Evers administration. And I'll be the first to admit that the relationship between the legislature and the governor have oftentimes been tense, but I think this is a great opportunity for us to kind of recalibrate and hopefully have more of a dialogue, which hasn't necessarily been there in the past. And of course, that cuts both ways. It's a two-way street. But I do think there are areas where hopefully with leadership in both houses, we'll be able to sit down and have conversations with the governor and see where we can find areas of agreement and hopefully build on that and get some things done for the state.
To that point, sir, and you're more privy to this than I am in some ways, but you understand that there were people out there that didn't vote for you, that didn't vote for some of the Republicans that were put into office, whether it's here in Wisconsin or around the country. And you've heard some of the fears, some of the concerns when it comes to that. I'm not asking you to ease any minds out there necessarily or anything, but when you talk about reaching across the aisle, when the stories you've shared with us about your own parents and everything, what do you have to say? What do you want those people out there, those constituents, to know?
Well, I think first and foremost, we saw a lot of amped up rhetoric in the lead up to the election, especially directed towards the top of the ticket and President-elect Trump's campaign. And you know, what I would tell those individuals is the day after the election, we woke up, the sun still rose in the east and set in the west. And while people may not necessarily agree or they didn't support the president and support other individuals such as myself, you know, the country's still moving forward. And, you know, we all take an oath to uphold the Constitution at every single level of government. And, you know, I guess my personal pledge and my plea to those individuals who didn't support me, just know that my door is always open for you. And no different when I first got elected in 2016, one of the first things I did was made a point to reach out to a number of my Democratic colleagues and say, look, if you guys have ideas and bills you think we can work together on, know my door is open. And those individuals who took me up on that offer, we did just that. We sat at a table. We had conversations. We sometimes had disagreements, but we got bills done. And I think at the end of the day, that's what people really want to see in their elected officials, is that understanding that we may not always see eye to eye, and that's fine. But having a cordial relationship and a good working relationship with individuals you don't necessarily agree with 100% of the time is really what people are looking for. And I think that's one of the primary reasons why I'm privileged and fortunate enough to have another 4 years down in Madison.
I agree with you about the rhetoric leading into the election and so much of that. It's misleading and doesn't help anybody. I will say as well, though, the currently elected President Trump has also, by his own quotes, given plenty of reason for people to have concerns. And I think those are legitimate concerns and should be taken legitimately and seriously, regardless of how we personally feel about it. We all have a job to do. And part of your job and his and many others is to hear from everybody and cover everybody. And that is, I agree with you, I think that is part of of the reason why you were reelected, why representatives like yourself, especially in this state, were reelected or are looked at in, for leadership in this situation, and to stand up for the voiceless, to stand up for those that you may have not voted for you, but there are still people you represent, and your job is to take care of those people as much as the people that were that elected you. And I think we have a lot of that in this state, which is something that we can lean in and certainly appreciate. And something else that I know that we're appreciative of is our local wildlife, and our we are getting into hunting season. And recently you got to get out there and put on the fatigues and get out and have some fun with our local Ducks Unlimited. How did that go?
It was a blast. In fact, you know, you want to talk about a crazy week. So, you know, we had an election on Tuesday, and then, you know, Thursday I'm down in Madison. We've got leadership elections, and then I hop on a plane. I go to Kansas City to for a work trip to meet with a veterans organization that we're going to try and help this next session, then come back and went down to Beaver Dam to first time I've ever duck hunted. And it was with Ducks Unlimited, some of their board members, and we are in Beaver Dam Lake. And let me tell you, I have never duck hunted before. This was an absolute blast. And well, we saw tons of ducks. We didn't bag that many. We only got two. I got to take a teal duck, but it was a ton of fun, and I would do it again in a heartbeat. And what's so great about organizations like Ducks Unlimited is that not only are they just tremendous volunteers, but they do a lot of conservation work. In fact, it was about a year and a half ago, I did one of my on the jobs with them over in the Mead Wildlife Reserve, where they're repurposing roughly 180 acres of a former cranberry bog that they're rehabilitating for duck habitat. And so, you know, it just goes to show that our sportsmen, they lead by example, and the volunteer hours that they put in, not just through this area, but around the state, it is truly remarkable. And if you've never had the opportunity to go out and duck hunt, I strongly encourage it. It was a ton of fun. And let me tell you, coming home with some freshly harvested duck breasts, got to throw those in a hot pan and sear those up and slice them up. It was delicious.
I got a couple of friends that do that, and one of the things that tell me every time, encouraging me to go out there with them, is, man, at the very, there is no, even if you don't catch anything, you're out there enjoying nature. You can't have a bad time. And it's something else that I wanted to note too, along with this, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is going to be hosting some different open houses this month, and they're going to be in our neck of the woods here pretty soon. November 20th, I see that they have a district meetings in Adams. They'll have one on November 20th from 5 to 7.
So, yeah, if you're able to get out there, encourage people to make that. And that's one thing that I know the DNR is trying to do, go around the state and get feedback and input from, you know, our different organizations, whether it's, you know, the hook and bullet crowd or the conservation side of things on a whole host of issues. So if you're able to get out of that, please attend.
We're speaking with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston right now. And, sir, I also saw that you got to attend the Red Kettle campaign and check that out. Just something I wanted to make sure to highlight and make sure people heard about this. And a really fun event.
It was. It was a blast. So the Salvation Army, they always do the Red Kettle kickoff early in November. Although this year is actually the day after the election, so I think I was operating on about maybe 2 or 3 hours of sleep, so I can't say I got an A-plus for my remarks that day. But, you know, it was so great to see, because we had folks from municipal leaders from the city of Stevens Point, the village of Plover, Sheriff Lucas was there, along with a number of our men and women who serve in our first responders, and even had the Stevens Point UWSP cheerleading squad there. And just seeing the amount of support and the individuals that come out every year, because the Salvation does a tremendous job of raising funds for their shelters all across the state, because believe it or not, we do have a huge and significant amount of homeless here in central Wisconsin, Stevens Point area, Wisconsin Rapids. And, you know, the funds that they raise between now and through the end of the year go to help these shelters and help their operations and help those who are most need to get back on their feet.
Yeah, I encourage you to look out for those red kettles and help out and support your communities whenever you get an opportunity to, everybody. Definitely wanted to touch on this too, sir, because I know with along all these things, and you've had a very, very busy couple of months here leading into this, so you probably haven't been able to do as much of, but you mentioned the On the Job series. Are you looking to get back into that here in the next couple of weeks or months?
Yeah, we're getting things lined back up. We kind of hit the pause button here these last couple of months with the busy schedules of campaign cycle, but I think we've got a few lined up. One is going to be with Ellis Construction that we're still working out the details on. And we had one lined up in September, and I was really excited about it and also terrified where I was going to go into a crop dusting plane. But the weather wasn't cooperating, so we weren't able to get that one in the books. But we're going to be getting these lined up here. And you know, as I've done in the past, once a month we'll be going out working a different job in the district. So if you're a employer out here in the central Wisconsin area and you want to put me to work, contact my office, and there's no job I won't do.
And when it comes to those jobs, I believe you have. I'm not 100% if you've been over at the Del Monte, but I know that you wanted to highlight them recently about them being named one of the 2024 winners of the Vets Ready Employee Initiative. This is something that, especially in the last couple of months, I've talked a lot about getting our vets back into the workforce and the transition of that being smoother, and how much that has a domino effect when it comes to our soldiers, whether it is their way of life and having a better income or mentality and just have better mental health. This leads to so many things. Our job can oftentimes be what we identify with or how we identify ourselves. What's one of the first things you ask somebody when you're getting to know them? What do you do for a living? And it's no different for our soldiers. And of all the people that have earned it, they certainly have. They have done more than enough. So I did want to highlight Del Monte, and I know that you did recently as well.
Yeah, I mean, it just a testament to some of our great employers in the area, and Del Monte being one of them, a great food processing facility that, you know, they put our veterans above all else, and to have them recognized for their efforts in hiring veterans is critically important. And going back to that, so, you know, I briefly touched on it, but, you know, last weekend I had the opportunity to go out to Kansas City to meet with an organization called the Veterans Community Project. And this is a nonprofit organization that has popped up. And what they do is they provide provide tiny homes along with wraparound services for our veterans who are going through issues such as PTSD, substance abuse, mental health, you name it. And where they've been implemented in places like Kansas City, Maricopa County down in Arizona, and hopefully here in Wisconsin in the near future, if we can get them some support in the next state budget, is that their success rates are far beyond better than anything that the VA has to offer currently. And so I'm really excited. We heard a lot of great testimonies at their open house when I was down there in KC last weekend. And I think it's something that we can easily make happen here in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm really excited to, again, hopefully do what we can to help our men and women who have served and make the strong case that Wisconsin's one of the best states in the country for recognizing our men and women who served our country.
There is certainly work to be done, and we need you out there working at it like all your colleagues and everything. But with the election being over and with it being more of that gray area time where there is a transition going on, I'm curious, what are you looking forward to doing that doesn't have to do with anything with politics? Hunting, sitting back and watching your favorite TV show, whatever it is. What are you looking forward to? Maybe this weekend even.
Well, I can tell you, I'm looking forward to getting out in the woods next weekend for the opening of gun deer season. I hunt up in Lincoln County with my dad and a couple of his friends on some land that they own. And obviously, you know, we still got football. So, yeah, well, you know, hoping for some good games this weekend, and really hoping that Bucky can turn it around and the Badgers can bring home the axe. So That's going to be what's on my to-do list.
Those are all really good. I had sleep. I had sleep number one on there. I had. I imagine that you haven't been able to sleep very much in the last couple of months. You've been pretty busy. But that's a good one. Those are all good ones, sir. Appreciate it. And I appreciate the conversation. If people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more or maybe bring some things to light, whatever it might be, how can they reach you?
Yeah, I mean, if anyone needs to get in touch with my office, and especially right now, is, you know, even though this is sort of considered the downtime, there's still a lot of action here for the budget session, especially with budget. So this is really the opportunity to be in contact with your elected officials in Madison, myself included. So if you need to get in touch, get ideas, thoughts, concerns, reach out to my office. My number is 608-266-3123. You can shoot us an email at sen.teston@legis.wi.gov. And of course, follow us on social media, drop us a line. And like I tell people all the time, if you need to meet with me in person, I got no issues with that. I'm like an old school doctor. I make house calls.
And sir, just wrapping up, I did want to tell you, and we've talked about this before in our on air and off air. I had a listener tell me a couple of days before the election how much they appreciated our conversation, our talk. And I know how much I appreciate it. I know you and I have been able to do this for a while now. I just wanted to thank you again for the conversation, putting up with my questions and having some fun with us at the same time. Thanks a lot for the time.
Oh, likewise. And I always enjoy our conversations and look forward to it every month.
We'll talk again next month. You safe travels out there, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
State Senator Patrick Teston joining us right now. He'll be back with us next month, everybody. And we'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick off some entertainment. Got some other big, fun topics to get into. What's something you've seen a lot, but you're still in awe of every time? We will wrap up our show with that.
Nice.
We've got that one coming up. And if you're hosting Thanksgiving dinner, you might need to get on that.
Get work in, everybody.
It'd be a good idea. Be a good idea.
Or just call a Bell Cafe.
Yeah.
Then, you can do that, yeah.
Either or is fine. We encourage you to do so, and thanks so much for listening and playing along, everybody. As you heard in our news break, and you heard actually Seth and I touching on this yesterday during our Pet of the Week segment, referring and talking about our Southwick County Humane Society. Yesterday, there was a board meeting, and Melissa Kay attended that. You heard her talking about this in her news break, and I don't mean to make you repeat yourself, Melissa, but for those that may have not heard your news break, could you give us a synopsis of last night?
Yes, so it was the public hearing for the City of Wisconsin Rapids 2025 budget last night, and people attended to express their concerns about the fact that on November 7th, the City Council put forth an idea of taking away the budget, basically, from the Southwick County Humane Society, reducing it down from $76,000 to $25,000 and putting it out for a bid. Try to see if they could find someone else to do animal control. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people showed up last night, and they were not happy about this potential idea. A lot of what was expressed was, who can do what we need done for the animals and the stray animals and the issues that we have in Wisconsin Rapids for $25,000. Like, who's going to pick up these animals? Where are they going to be housed? How can we assure that they're being safely cared for? Not to mention, you know, things like the diseases that can travel around if animals aren't properly cared for. Kennel cough. There's another one that the name escapes me right now, but there were a lot of people from the Humane Society, volunteers that volunteer there that expressed their concerns, just, you know, every regular citizens in the city saying, you know, that the work that they are doing over there is undervalued. That there was a vet tech there saying, hey, cats reproduce quickly. If you don't get on top of that, we could be overrun very fast. And the vet clinics can't do anything about strays that are brought in until they get authorization from a Humane Society. That's the law.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
And the laws are muddy and very convoluted and complicated.
Yes, they are.
In many ways, as we've talked about with Tim many times on the air here and everything. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Melissa. Well done.
Well, and one other thing that I want to mention is that the initial numbers that the city council was working off of, some of them were incorrect. And there were staff members from the Humane Society there that said, yes, some of those numbers were wrong. And we've worked very hard to correct them. What you have now are the correct numbers. So can we please revisit this and look at this all again and before a determination is made? And then they did decide to put the money back in the budget, and they will talk about the contract next week. But whether or not the city of Wisconsin Rapids chooses to sign a contract with the Humane Society will continue. Because they have contracts with multiple municipalities throughout Wood County,
right?
But they're one of there are only Humane Society
right
in the county.
And if we did do that, as Melissa just said, we would be, you know, still have a Humane Society. So not only would we have some business that we're paying to do this, but also the Humane Society doing it. So we're paying two different people, or we have two different people doing a job that's already being done and being done well. I ask my fellow citizens, what would you pay for quality of life? And what would you pay for to I have something right here that is every single second of the day a walking advertisement for our community and what our community is about. What would you pay to have a community that is a dog friendly and animal friendly community, which anybody who wants to move to a new community is looking at almost first and foremost? You don't have to believe me. Go ahead and throw it into your search engines. You'll see the same thing I am and every real estate agent is seeing. Is the city dog friendly? Is the city animal friendly? These are important things, and these are things that not only affect your tax dollars just as much as what we're talking about here, but a way of life that you cannot put a price on.
Right.
Brief history. Southwick County Humane Society was founded in 1904. It was resurrected in the early 1970s. I encourage you out there to talk to historians and find out why it was brought back. I found out yesterday. I want to thank our friends over at Family Natural Foods. I just stopped by to pick up some honey. I got a history lesson. And God, I love the people over there. Man, a shout out to our friends at Family Natural Foods.
Yep.
It wasn't pretty. I don't want to get into it too much. I don't know who's out there listening and sensitive ears and all that.
Right.
But it was about as bad as you can think it was of what we could be doing with animals.
Yes.
And you may think, well, that's animals. That's not people. People pay attention to that. People care about animals. And people don't want to move to a community that don't care about animals. This all connects.
Right.
I don't know how much more blunt I can be, or plain I could be about this, along with the animal welfare, which we should all care about. That's what you get for being on top of the food chain. It's community safety, local economy. Animal shelters help the economy.
Right.
They keep taxes down. They do not increase taxes. Public education on animals, disease prevention, animal laws, animal cruelty, career and volunteer opportunities, jobs, people. How many jobs? You hire a business, they already got people. They're not hiring people. They already got people they're bringing in. So you're outsourcing your community work.
Mm-hmm.
That's no different than, hey, I got to build a house. I'm going to bring in somebody from La Crosse. Mm-hmm. It's no different. It's the same thing. And I want to make sure that this is very clear about this. There are no villains here. These are citizens that are proposing these things, just like the rest of us. There's not some evil board or anything like that.
No.
I'm not painting anybody that way. I want to have conversations. I want to talk.
Yes.
But I'm also going to make dang sure that people know where I stand on this and where I believe our station stands on this. We have worked with the Humane Society for decades.
Yep.
We've seen firsthand the great work that they do. You guys don't get to hear the off-mic conversations and how difficult these jobs are.
Yes.
It's important to we pay attention to this and that, yes, we find ways to cut costs. We find ways to increase our local economy and lower our taxes. I'm all in favor of that. I'm not Sir John, from Robin Hood and everything. I want to raise taxes. And God, whoever got that reference, thank you.
That was good. That was good. I like that.
But I also want a quality of life, and I'm willing to pay for that.
Right.
I like good roads. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to pay for those because I understand how taxes work, and I'm an adult. I'm asking everybody out there to be adults.
Right.
And look, you want to find that one thing that nobody else found and a way to save money here or there. You want to bring businesses in. That's how economies have been built from the dawn of time. How do you bring businesses in? How do you increase your economy? Yep. You pay your employees a better than a minimum wage of $7.50. You really want to save the Humane Society? That's where this really needs to start.
Yeah.
It all leads into these things. You want a better quality of life? Pay people better.
Yeah. I think one of the things that we need to look at is stop thinking about this stuff as expensive, as costs, and think of them as investments, because that is what they are. I'm going to take this for a little bit different direction, okay? I am not a pet person, okay? I grew up with pets. I have no interest in having pets now as an adult. And because of some allergies in my family and stuff, we're probably never going to get a cat or a dog. But the reason I'm saying this is because I still understand the value of having a humane society. We have the infrastructure here ready. We don't have to add anything to it. Okay. They just need funding. That's the important thing. We have it in place. That's why I think it's so important that it's funded as fully as we can absolutely do. Everything James just said, 100%, absolutely agree. And this is why, because it is so important to have that infrastructure in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Schofield woman is sentenced to 4.5 years in federal prison for conspiring to distribute cocaine. Tila El Kumbera, age 27, was sentenced yesterday for cocaine trafficking. She pleaded guilty to this charge on August 16th. This was part of a multi-year investigation by the Central Wisconsin's Narcotic Task Force to stop a methamphetamine and cocaine trafficking organization operating in Wausau. Kumbera was identified as a main local distributor, and she admitted to selling cocaine for the past 6 to 12 months. 8 others were also charged in connection with this drug trafficking organization. Quo Vadis Liu, Craig C. Gates, Troy A. Olson, and Shandell Moore have all pleaded guilty and are scheduled to be sentenced in the coming months. Tommy L. Hanley is scheduled to enter a guilty plea on December 2nd, and cases against the others are still pending. The employment outlook in the state continues to be strong. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
For the 6th month in a row, Wisconsin has set a new record for employment, with just over 3 million people employed in October 2024. The state's unemployment rate held steady at 2.9%, lower than the national rate of 4.1%. Governor Tony Evers says in a statement that the success is due to ongoing efforts to support high-demand industries and expand apprenticeship opportunities.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he lost the election. The statement comes a day after Hovde released a video questioning the integrity of last week's election. Speaking on WISN Radio on Wednesday, Hovde admitted to losing the election but did not concede to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. He'll have until the end of the week to request a recount. Once the official canvassing is done, Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader Diane Hasselbein says Hovde should just concede and stop playing games. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's a story you would typically read in The Onion, which is interesting because it involves The Onion. The satirical newspaper has purchased right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' outlet InfoWars. InfoWars claimed bankruptcy due to lies spread about the Sandy Hook massacre. Does this seem like a strange marriage? It does indeed. One theory, according to Variety, says The Onion purchased the entity to keep it out of the hands of other alt-right conspiracy theorists. It's also not a bad publicity move for The Onion. To summarize the story, Area Man expects more truth and less lies with a dose of laughter. Variety reports that actress Sophie Turner will play Lara Croft in Amazon MGM's new Tomb Raider series. Variety says the Game of Thrones actress is the highest profile actress to play the role since Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander. The series is still in development stages. A release date has not yet been set. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s. Clouds thicken for tomorrow, a high in the low 50s. Some showers around Saturday night, drying out for Sunday, partly sunny and a high around 50. Rain chances return to start next week. Right now it's 53.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results, Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday's show, Pat Kreitlow makes his triumphant return back to Up North News Radio. We talk about his vacation and what happened in the news this weekend. Join us.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, November 15th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And in part two today, we are going to speak with our good friends from not only Two Hearts Catering and representing our VFW as well in this conversation, but we're talking about Breakfast with Santa. I want to be a journalist, have some journalistic integrity with this conversation, okay? Because we always try to do that here at WFHR. Pam and I have been trying to get Santa on Midday Magazine here for years. We've never been able to get him. You guys got him for breakfast. Like, that's pretty cool. Like, and you got to, off air, I want to get the contact information because we could just never seem to land this guy. He's really busy. He's very busy. We just can't seem to land him. But we're so happy to have him coming to town. We got Breakfast with Santa we're going to be talking about today. This is being hosted at our VFW along with our friends at Two Hearts Catering. And we have with us today Lisa Schweigel. Lisa, good to see you with us again. Always good to talk with you.
You too.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And I believe Jody Gellerman. Am I saying that right? No, I'm kidding. Jody, it's good to see you.
It is. It's good to see you too as well.
Thanks a lot for being here, both of you. We appreciate the time. And we know there are a lot of people working behind the scenes to make this event happen, so we shout out them and appreciate all of them as well. And more on that in a moment. If you don't mind, Lisa, I wanted to start just to remind our audience of not only the great work that you guys are doing, but the great food and everything else you guys are doing at Two Hearts Catering.
Well, last time we came to talk with you, we were doing the Honor Flight, raising money for that.
Yeah.
And we raised $3,100 for about 6 or 7 people, veterans, to be able to go on the honor flight.
Yeah. I know how much we appreciated that. We love talking with you about it. And certainly something like that is something that we note whenever we have a chance. The honor flights are one of the more, I think, impressive and cool things that we as a community get to be a part of, let alone what it means for our vets and what they get from this, which is really something you can't put into words. It's really cool to be a part of that, I imagine. Is that part of what Two Hearts Catering is the mission? Certainly feeding the community and, putting some good food out there and everything, but being a part of events like that and being a part of events like Breakfast with Santa and everything.
We're trying to give back to the community as we try to grow the wedding catering business and tailoring towards businesses and serving some business luncheons.
We have a mantra that, we've used here at the station. Our community uses quite a bit: buy local, support local. And it's something that we've been doing since before the pandemic even and talking about. But one of the reasons that when I say that phrase, every time I say it, I think of businesses like yours. I think of businesses that are trying to balance both of those things. They want to do good. You want to keep the lights on. That's, mm-hmm. Business 101. But you really want to also feel good every day about what you're doing and have a passion about it, have a cause about it and everything. And it's such a, I really do believe, and I'm a little biased, but it don't mean I'm wrong. This area does this better than anybody, where we're able to do these things, where a great business like Two Hearts Catering is getting out there, you're getting your name out there, and certainly, hopefully getting some new clientele, while also promoting this area, helping this area, putting back into this area, like with the Honor Flight or with Breakfast with Santa.
Yeah.
It's just really unique, and you don't see it everywhere. I've lived in a lot of places, and you don't see it everywhere, so that's pretty cool. I do want to get the information about how people can get more Two Hearts Catering in their life and use the services and everything. Before we wrap up, we'll get that information from you, Lisa. When Two Hearts Catering got started, did you see these kind of things in its future, doing events like this, being a part of things like this? Is that some of that?
Peter and I had talked about how we wanted that aspect of it to be like two heartstrings.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
And
yeah,
helping
yeah.
out.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And when Jody's come on, she started helping the same way.
Right on. I imagine.
It's a way of getting our name out there more, too, for people who don't know of us.
It's something that I talk about, like, on-air, off-air with a lot of our businesses. You can't, like, there are a lot of people out there working really hard on marketing and sales. And I can save you a lot of time and money. Work with a nonprofit. Attach yourself with nonprofits. Attach yourself with events like this. There is no amount of money that you can put on the PR that you get from something like that. Mm-hmm. When you are attached to something involving our vets, involving our children, or any of this, we hope that people do these things for their heart. We hope they do these things because they want to put in the community and all that. But as I say, if I can't reach your heart, I'll reach your wallet, whatever it takes to get these things done. And no business person out there is turning that down. So couldn't agree with you more.
Him mentioning this, we've catered a luncheon weekend over at Love Inc. Mm-hmm. We've catered for, what was the other one? Jeremiah's Crossing.
Yeah, yeah.
We did the lasagna dinner over there last year for a fundraiser.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Lisa, you get it. You get it. We appreciate this. And let's talk about the event itself. Breakfast with Santa is coming up. We're looking forward to this Sunday, December 15th, 10 to 1. All-you-can-eat breakfast. Now, that sounds like a lot of food, Jody. That seems like a lot of food. I don't know if you've seen the Simpsons episode where Homer goes into an all-eat buffet, and they basically have to ask him to leave because it's just too much. They weren't planning for that. I'm curious about the prep that goes into something like this, to prepare for something where you don't necessarily know how many people you're going to be having and everything. I want to get into that, but I also want to certainly get into the details of the event. This isn't all-you-can-eat breakfast. $15 a person, 10 and under are getting in for free. Of course, being hosted, as we mentioned, by Two Hearts Catering, and going on over at our local VFW, we say a shout out to our friends over at our local VFW Post 2534. Appreciate the gang over there so much. When it comes to the food, Jody, how does that go? What kind of food are we talking?
Oh, we're talking anything breakfast or brunch. We're going to do some Danishes. We will have pancakes or French toast, waffles, two different kinds of eggs, bacon, sausage, all the works that you would normally have on a breakfast brunch. But I will also be making made-to-order eggs and omelets as well. So that's available. Your kids can come, and they can have exactly what they want on their omelet. They don't have to share it with anyone.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great idea. It's a really good idea.
So part of what we do to manage the cost of that is just being able to purchase the items in bulk that we expect to sell for an event like this, where we really just want to bring the community together. Part of what drives Peter and Two Hearts Catering is community and events. We recently started with the lunch by the river on any of the weekends that we didn't have weddings that we were attending. And that was really a blessing to get out in the community and be able to share our food and passion.
You know, it's something it was interesting. Years ago, my daughter and I, my oldest Bria, we were talking, and she was telling me how she does. She's an ordained minister, and she likes to be a part of people's weddings. And At first, I thought there was some religious ties to it for her and everything, and that's certainly noted. But it was really just wanting to be a part of people's special day. She really loves that. She gets it from her father. She is a foolish romantic. It's something that is handed down. But for her, just hearing her talking about how much she wanted to be a part of those things. You could hear it in her voice, and I heard it in your voice right there, Jody, of how much it means certainly to feed the community, to be a part of these events, to promote things like this, to promote a local business like Two Hearts. But it's that extra step that you guys take at Two Hearts Catering. It's the extra step that our VFW takes all the time of being a part of the community, of giving the community something to look forward to and something to enjoy.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that Peter and I really see eye to eye on. We want to promote Wisconsin products. We want to be a big part of our community. We want to feed anyone who's having a meeting, getting together, hosting a conference. It is our pleasure to serve you. Give us the opportunity.
Well said. When it comes to the food, we know I'm so hungry right now. I got to be honest with you guys. Like, I wasn't hungry going into this. I knew I would be if we were talking breakfast foods. I love breakfast foods. You've got a wide variety of things here. But as far as that prep, you mentioned buying in bulk. Is that kind of the best prep you can do with not knowing how many people are going to be coming or anything like that?
Yeah, purchasing in bulk, using items that we would typically carry on hand. And we already have all the materials. We just set it up and wait for you to come.
Very cool. With this, and of course, Santa being there, are our kids going to be able to take pictures with Santa or anything like that, Lisa?
They can use their own cameras and do what they'd like.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. That's going to be kind of
cool. He's going to hang out and visit with everybody, but he'll have a place where he can sit and they can come and visit with him for a little bit.
We definitely want to shout him out and thank him for doing this. I know we cannot imagine how busy he is this time of year and everything. Oh. So it is really cool. It's a real get, I'm telling you. That's a hard guest in land. You got him. That's a good one. When it comes to the VFW being a part of this, I imagine that there's a lot of places that you could have this event at that would be great places, and that we got a lot of great places. We had our Elks Lodge and other places like that that are great at hosting these events, and we appreciate them doing that. But I imagine that it means something special to be able to have this at our local VFW, to be able to host this there with not only the great people over there, but also bringing people to our VFW, and especially those that have never seen the building inside or anything like that.
There's a lot of history there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, one of the things that I encourage people a lot about when it comes to bringing your kids to events, and you say you're going to an event, they ask you to bring a non-perishable food item or something like that. And there's a lot of these events, you don't have to do that, but your kids are seeing you do it. Mm-hmm. And when your kid sees you do something like that, more times than not, they grow up to be an individual that does something like that. And when it comes to caring about our vets, it is no different. You see, the kids' brains, they're sponges, and they're soaking all this in, and they mimic so much of what we do in life. It's not just our sports teams that we hand down to our kids. It's these things, too. So having an event like this, it's a family event. We're bringing kids down there, and kids are going to be seeing our vets. Kids are going to be seeing some of these things, and whether it is the highs or the lows of this, having some attention brought to this. So it feels like such a win-win, without having a better phrase there, to have an event like this that's so family-friendly, that the community is going to love, while also at the same time being able to maybe have these kids see something that they haven't seen before and get kind of get notice something that they haven't seen before as well.
There's some artifacts in a case and some pictures up on the wall and news articles and the tank outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the tank outside draws in so many people from outside the community. Even tourists will stop. I have taken pictures of dozens of people that came just to see the tank.
Gotta admit it.
Bring your kids down. The veterans they thrive on interaction with the community. So I think they really appreciate what we do bring to their place.
Was just talking with Senator Teston about how it's on us as citizens to transition for vets coming out of battle, out of just serving any of these things. I've got a cousin out there right now who is overseas serving, and talking about what he might do next, and making sure that transition is better for him and everything. There's a lot of that goes on with those. This is something. Well, while some of those things we can't necessarily do much about, those are businesses mm-hmm. and different things. This is one we can do something about, bring attention to this and bring attention to not only the things that are going on with our vets, but just how, hey, this is something that maybe one day you could do. Maybe one day you might serve our country and do something like that. There's so many layers to an event like this, along with, of course, just having a good time, just having fun. It's going to be a fun event. You got Santa. I mean, you can't go wrong. You got Santa at this event. It's going to be a win-win right there. As far as getting served and all that, how long the event might take, just kind of a casual thing, it seems like, something you come in and out. Don't need to register for this event either?
You can call for reservations if you want to make sure to set up
Excellent.
Lock in a time in case we get busy, then we can save a table space for you.
Very cool.
But walk-ins are welcome.
Great. That's good. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to note before we wrap up here?
You know, working at and with the guys at the VFW Post, you see a lot of them are older gentlemen, and there's not a lot of the younger, I would say my age, middle-aged veterans that have come out to the VFW, and they need that. When you serve together, you have a band of brothers, and when you come home and you are not a part of that anymore, that's really a missing piece of your life, and if you're feeling that, you need to come out.
Hmm. Well said. And thank you, Jody, not only for that, but the service and everything else. Yeah, you know how much I appreciate you. So, and appreciate the time, you two. Thank you so much for this. This was a lot of fun. I've been really enjoying this. Did you have something later, Lisa?
The rafters.
Oh, the rafters. Yes.
We've also been in talks with them to do some special appearances over there later this year.
Nice. Very cool. Well, we are the home of rafter baseball. So that just means we get to talk more and hang out even more. I like the sound of that. That's great. And a great tie-in, something that our rafters are known for, bringing
feeding
in local businesses.
Teams, feeding the teams, feeding the fans.
Very cool.
We'll be out there making an appearance.
We just have to finalize
all the details.
Look forward to it. Always enjoy talking with you, Lisa, and really, truly appreciate the work that you guys are doing. And Jody, I know it's the first time, but you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back now. I'm sorry, but you were too good. You're going to have to be back on the air with us sometime.
Oh, I would love to.
Great. And thank you, guys. We're going to be talking this up leading up to December. We're going to make sure that we get a good turnout for it. And we'll be playing this again before we get there, too. We'll replay this interview and make sure people are up to date on the event itself and the fun that are going to be that is going to be had on December 15th. With Breakfast with Santa from 10 to 1 and all-you-can-eat breakfast. $15 a person, 10 and under, you're getting in for free. Two Hearts Catering is hosting this over at our local VFW Post 2534, 2711 Redden Road, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Lisa, if people want to know more about Two Hearts Catering, if they would like to use the services of you guys or anything, how can they find out more? How can they reach you?
Look us up on twoheartsllc.com.
Yeah.
twoheartsllc1.
Yes. .com.
Yeah. I forgot the one. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I've almost done it before, too. I've got to have it in front of me just to make sure. But that's it. Twoheartsllc1.com is the website. It's a great website. Be sure to bookmark it and check that out. And I also have a contact number here, 715-712-1002. 715-712-1002. Is that right, too?
Yes.
All right. Great. Thank you both again so much for what you're doing for our community and putting up with my questions today. I appreciate you.
Anytime.
Thanks for the time. Also want to send a big shout out to our scheduler, the heart of this station, Pam Hilke, and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. You guys have yourselves a great weekend. We'll be back at this next week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Tom Moore from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss Trump's personnel selection process and recess appointments. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
CBS.